In a vote this week, the U.S. House of Representatives approved a health care bill that did not extend enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits. Those subsidies would have helped hundreds of thousands of Michiganders afford coverage through the ACA marketplace. Without further action from Congress, the credits are set to expire at the end of this year. Vaishu Jawar with the health policy group Protect Our Care says coverage losses don't stop people from needing care. Instead, they can shift costs throughout the healthcare system.
They'll have to go to the ER, and they'll probably end up in the ER in worse condition and need more expensive treatment. And a lot of those times, those costs, what we call the cost of uncompensated care, will get passed on to others through higher bills at the hospital and also higher premiums.
House Republican leaders say the healthcare bill they passed would lower insurance premiums for all Americans and includes other reforms. Some point to alternative measures, such as changes to cost-sharing reductions and support for health savings accounts or association plans as part of their long-term strategy. Beyond premiums and policy debates, Michigan health providers say federal funding decisions can also affect whether people struggling with addiction are able to stay connected to treatment and recovery services. Kate Hude, executive director of the Michigan Association of Treatment Court Professionals, says many people served by treatment courts depend on Medicaid.
Any threats to Medicaid really put our participants in their recovery journey at risk of no longer being able to receive those life-sustaining services.
Lawmakers say moderate House Republicans and Senate counterparts are exploring a bipartisan compromise, aiming to act before the January 30th funding deadline. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.